Hi everybody, welcome to this weekly Church at Home sermon. My name is Andrew Gill and I'm the minister of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Black Rock and in Bray. Today we're looking at a really important topic. It's important at any time, but especially important at this current moment because we're thinking about what to do when we're worried. Because I know some of you are watching this and right now you're worried. You're worried about your finances. You've lost your job or your business has had to be closed and you're worried about what's going to happen. Or maybe you're worried about Christmas and if you're going to be together with your family or not. Maybe somebody you know is sick and you're worried about them. Maybe as a parent or grandparent, you're just worried about your children or your grandchildren. Maybe you've just got a big decision that lies ahead of you. Or you're just going through a difficult time, or you've got relationship issues, or whatever it is, just on your mind and in your heart, you're worried. Over the last few weeks, we've been looking at a letter that Paul wrote to the church in Philippi. And he's writing about how they can progress in our faith. But one of the things that really stops us moving forward is our worries. Fear is always the enemy to progress. So in this letter, Paul writes some wonderful little verses about what we can do with our own worries. And he tells us to pray, to trust, and to focus on the positive things. And I believe that this morning, through these verses that we're going to look at in Philippians chapter 4, particularly in verses 6 and 7, that they can give us peace this morning. Because this is how Paul starts in verse 6. He says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." Don't worry. That is one of the most repeated commands in the Bible. Again and again, God is telling his people not to be afraid and not to worry. And in these verses, Paul gives us a better alternative. Instead of worrying, we can pray and we can talk to God. But it's so important that we read this whole verse because it says, "Don't worry about anything, pray about everything with thanksgiving and bring your requests to God." Because sometimes what we end up doing is that we just end up worrying at God. That we just go into a time of prayer. And again, we just go through all the things that we're worried about. And then we stop praying and we just still continue going on worrying. So when we have a difficult problem, when we've got an uncertain future, when our loved ones are going through difficult times, we need to come to God and ask for something that will help us with that. So ask for wisdom. Ask for specific help. Ask for someone to come along and provide a solution. Ask for provision. Ask for protection. And then bring it with thanksgiving. Thank God for his promises. Thank him that he's promised never to leave you. Thank him that he's promised to keep you safe. Thank him that he's got a good plan for your future. Thank him for his love for you and for the people that you care about. See, really what a worry is, it's an alarm telling you that you need to pray. Because worry by itself achieves nothing, but prayer changes things. And so you've got to remember is that we worry about something because we care about it. So take that care and that concern and bring it to the throne of God. I once read somewhere that the average person spends about 100 minutes every day worrying, while they'll only spend a maximum of about 10 minutes praying. 100 minutes of worry compared to 10 minutes of praying. I wonder what life would be like if they were switched around. But if we spent all that time worrying about things, if we spent that in prayer, how much our life would be different. Paul says, "Don't worry, pray." And then he says, "To trust in God." Look at verse 7. "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Paul reminds us of the promise of God's presence with us in our lives, and that he is protecting our hearts and our minds. Now, this is not a promise that nothing bad will ever happen to us in our lives, but it's a promise that we will be protected. The storms will come, but God will keep us safe in those storms. If you were to hire a bodyguard to protect you, that bodyguard can't guarantee that you'd never be threatened or attacked, but they can guarantee that if it does happen, that they will do everything to keep you safe. The same in life. Problems will come our way, but God has promised that his peace will be protecting our hearts and our minds. We need to trust in God. We need to trust in the future he has for us, not one that is absent of problems, but one in which we have what we need to meet those problems and to overcome them if they come at us. God's peace is beyond our understanding. There are times in my life when I should be falling apart, and on the outside, everything is crumbling. But yet on the inside, because of my prayers and because of my faith, I have a real sense of peace. Nothing can shatter God's peace. Nothing can take away the joy we have in Christ. No problem, no trouble, no recession, no pandemic, not even death. We can trust in God to protect us. There's a story in the Old Testament about a man called Joshua. Joshua took over after Moses to lead the people of Israel into the promised land. And Joshua was terrified. There were giants living in the land that they had to fight against. There was going to be battles. And Joshua didn't think he had what it took to be able to lead those people. But God made him a promise. He says, I will be with you. I will fight for you. I will protect you. I will provide for you. And I will give you what I have promised. When we have problems, we pray and we trust and we focus on what is good. Look at what Paul says in verses 8-9. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learnt or received or heard from me or seen in me, put into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. You know, so often in life, we focus on the negative things. We look in the mirror and we see that one flaw in ourselves. Or we have a conversation and we pick out the one criticism and ignore all the compliments. Life is always a mixture of good and bad. And we can either focus on the bad or we can choose to focus on the good. Life is mixed and we need to tune out the bad stuff and to listen in to the good stuff. Yes, there is bad things in life. Yes, there is problems. And of course we don't ignore them, but we focus on the good. We think about what we can be thankful for. We choose to look at what, not just at what we don't have, but at what we do have. Because in Christ, we always have more to be thankful for. Christ is true. He is honorable. He is right and pure and lovely and admirable and excellent and worthy of our praise. So focus on him. When we're worried, set your mind not on the problem, but on the one who has overcome the problems, the one who gives us peace, the one who rescues us, and the one who is with us. Pray, trust, and focus on the positives. If you're worried today about anything, nothing is too big for God's power. Nothing is too small for His care. He loves you, and He is saying, pray to me about your worries. Bring your anxieties and your concerns to me and trust in my promises and look to my Son. God of peace, we thank you for your love that provides for all our needs and keeps us safe in times of trouble. I bring before you all my anxieties and worries. Holy Spirit, help me to pray, to trust in the promises, and to think about what is praiseworthy. Thank you that you are near. Fill me with the peace that transcends all understanding, and guard my heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Amen. Thanks for listening to this audio sermon. For more resources, please visit our website, www.standrewschurchathome.com.